you know, Cedric Benson's been placed on the new IR list, and we're definitely optimistic. We feel that he can come back. I mean, it's a foot sprain is definitely a tough injury to come back from, but within that time frame, we feel that he definitely has a chance. His history would tell you that he is going to come back, and just in my time being around him, he's a true pro. He's been excellent. Spends a lot of time in the weight room, and I could see him being one of those guys that comes back and plays the last 4 weeks of the season.
So clear, Mike, that's 8 weeks out now. You got to make a determination.
Correct. Practice after 6, 8 weeks out.
With him out, do you open up for competition with Green and Starks, or is it a clear-cut starter?
There's no time for competition now. We're going to take the hot hand. So, I mean, Alex and James both got reps today, and so did Brandon Sain. The first carry will be Alex Green. I mean, he's a little further ahead than James is right now, and that's the way we'll go. But we have three halfbacks, and you'll utilize all three of them.
What's the latest on Greg Jennings?
Greg Jennings, we're going to take the full week with Greg. It was kind of the schedule we set last week. So I won't be really ready to answer any questions on him until probably by Friday. So it's a timetable that we felt that in the past there's a lot of testing and we didn't give it enough time to heal. The practice work, is something that we're going to hold off on until the last minute. So I really look at Greg, BJ, and Jermichael all in the same. They're going to hit it hard through the rehab throughout the week. The earliest they would possibly be on a practice field would be Friday. And just because they're all veterans, I would take them to – take them till game time. So that's how we look at those three guys.
Mike, what does the offense lose without Benson going forward?
Well, Cedric Benson's a talented football player. He's brought experience to us. He was getting more and more comfortable in our offense each week. His style of running and the things he does very well, I think we were doing a better job as time moved forward through the season of playing to that. So he's been a very productive back in the league, but I really like his no nonsense toughness, his approach. He's extremely hard working practice, so he has a very good work ethic, and he's been a very good fit for us.
What do you see from J.J. Watt?
J.J. Watt having an excellent season. It's always interesting to see. Players grow from year one to year two, so he's out of the blocks. There's not a game that you do not watch. I mean, just watch the first play of the Jets game, first defensive snap, and he can do it all in there. I mean, his inside pass rush, his ability to get off of blocks, they're very well coached. The defensive line is very well coached. They do a very good job with their hands. So very productive. The bat and balls, you guys all know the statistics, but this is an excellent challenge for us.
You've done pretty well offensively in the red zone. What's been the story there, not just this year, but I guess historically for you guys?
Well, the red zone is a very important situation. Historically, we've spent more time there than probably our earlier years together. So, we had the 1 year we weren't as productive, and I think the formula is continuing to work. So, once again, it's based around the quarterback. The quarterback needs the opportunities to attack the end zone and ability to take the completion. I think our scheme has been very good there too. So it's something that I think we've developed over the last couple of years. I think it's one of our better situations.
Mike, when you talked about wanting to practice to be better, what specifically did you want to see that got better, and what did you see today?
Clean plays, Tom. I think it's very, very. This game is you need to keep the clarity very, very, very clean for your players. It's important for the scouts, the scout look team, to give the offense and defense and the special teams the exact look. Sometimes it takes a little longer, and in some years others. Every coach goes through it. It's never good enough for the coach. I'm not talking about anything that hasn't happened to me before. I think our earlier schedule, just to, we did the routine of being in the same practice schedule every week. This is our second week of that. kind of factored into that. Speed and tempo, there's some mechanical things that we needed to do a better job on our offense, whether it's no huddle or standard huddle. You know, I think we've accomplished that the last couple weeks. So it's just the little details and being brutally honest to your questions, frankly. So the tempo was very good today. But it's an install day. We repeated probably four or five plays, but it's nothing out of the norm. We've just heightened the urgency in our preparation.
Mike, why'd you do that outside?
Why not?
With the game indoors.
Oh, because it's indoors. I always prefer to be on grass. The consideration I always, number one priority is the players, their legs. You know, it's a lot better to stay on the grass than the field turf. The wind wasn't, my wind guy told me to go inside, but I just have a simple theory. I look at the flag. The flag wasn't fully pitched, so we stayed outside. And it was fine. We had some gusts and everything. The sun came out there for a while, but I'm just good practice.
Aaron says he hasn't played up to his usual standards. Talked about interceptions, talked about sacks. What do you see?
Well, I think Aaron's been very honest answering those questions. I think you have to look at the whole picture. I mean, the system's built around making the quarterback successful. There's a lot on his plate. He spoils you as a coach because you don't ever you have to be disciplined to pull back because he can do whatever you ask him. He understands run blocking schemes, pass protections. He's got a tremendous mental capacity, but with that you always fear, I always do guard against giving the quarterback too much. So, those are kind of things that we talk about, and we've had some moving pieces as far as injuries. You know, not having Greg and not Nalger Michael, so then that's part of the season too. We just haven't been as clean in some of the games. We had the Seattle first half up there in communication. So, we've had some things that go against us, and we just got to keep battling and overcoming. I'm fully confident. I have great faith and belief in him more than I ever have. So, he's a special player, and our offensive philosophy will never change, especially while he's here.
Before the season, when everybody was healthy, you said that injuries happen and mm-hmm. that, with guys like DJ Williams, Brandon saying you don't need to give them specific roles. But how much right now do you need another playmaker to step up on offense?
Well, I don't think you just say, hey, we need one more guy to step up. You have to create opportunities because, you're always a one play away from changing direction. So, and with that being said, we're a concept-driven, offense, and do the same thing on defense as far as how we game plan, how we teach, how we progress through the season. We focus on the injury report as far as personnel groups. You never want to be one player away from getting out of a personnel group. That's a big part of your game planning. That's the way I've always done it, and that'll never change. So, it's a great credit to our players because this has not always been the case as far as my experience in the league that you can operate like that. Our tight ends are interchangeable. They play all four positions they play all four of the tight end positions. The receivers, they play all four of those. Now we even got Randall in the backfield. So they give us great capabilities from a staff. We're very fortunate to have the players with the mental capacity and discipline that we have, and that's the way we approach it. So, with that, it's our job to create opportunities, and it's their job to take advantage of them.
Two more. Mike, coming out of the Seattle game, you guys challenged your perimeter group, your receivers, to play well. Apparently it worked in New Orleans. And then they had some struggles last week. What do you expect out of those guys on that?
Well, I think it's the one big picture constant thing that we need to do. And then we talked about it last week going into Indianapolis is to play a complete football game. And we have not accomplished that yet. So that part hasn't changed. And that's where you knuckle down and practice and just heighten the urgency and awareness. You don't overreact. I'm not a panicker. I think it's a punk mentality, frankly. I think it's a loser mentality. So it's time to increase the urgency. We got a great opportunity on Sunday Night Football. We're excited to play this team. This is a good team. They're undefeated. We know how that feels. We know what that position looks like. But we're going to Houston and win a football game. and that's what we're focused on. We got off to a great start today.
Could you talk more about the Texans? You know, a team that's been ascending from winning record to playoffs to now this undefeated start. And how complex have they become on offense?
I'm sorry?
How complex have the Texans become on their offense?
Well, Gary's an excellent coach. I've always respected him, you know, in his time in Denver and what the way he approaches the game and the way his teams play. Wade Phillips is someone who competed against a lot, too. He does an excellent job. One thing you know about Wade's defense is they're always going to be fundamentally sound, play great energy, and they're going to challenge you from technique and, you know, doing second, third reaction things. So, you know, Joe, special teams has been around a long time. You're going to play a football team, and it's evident on film. And that's what we stay true to the film. It's a well coached, it's a disciplined team. They have an approach of how they go about playing the game, winning the game. They stick to it, and it's working for them. So I think it's credit to their organization. They've built through the draft, similar philosophy that we have, and they've done a good job with it.